All right.
All right, we got the first question.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. You know, I felt better. You know, let the body been able to rest a little bit. So, you know, I feel pretty good. I'm trying to push the Sunday.
Any concerns about playing Sunday at all or not?
You know, I'm going to go out today and I'll be able to test it out. I'll be able to assess where I'm at and how I feel. And, you know, with a couple more days of rest, you know, in front of me, I'll be able to distinguish if I know I'll be able to go out there and be productive this week. So just stay tuned. Right now, you know, my mindset is to be out there and finish strong with my teammates. But we're going to see.
How did it affect you most? I mean, was it pushing off of the foot or was the groin even an issue at all?
Yeah, the groin was, I would say, more so than the foot. You know, the foot was the pain that I had already, you know, had set in my mind that I was going to have to deal with it. You know, so times when I was pushing off, you know, I felt it. But, I got tackled a couple times, twisted up, and, you know, pain kind of stuck around for a minute. But, you know, that's something I knew I was going to have to deal with. As far as explosions, you know, that kind of hindered me a little bit, and the groin as well, you know. So I felt uncomfortable Sunday.
What's it like, Adrian, that this possibly could be the last time in a Viking uniform for Jared Allen and Kevin Williams, you know, two mainstays for the Vikings?
Yeah, man, it's I don't really know the depth into that, but, you know, you hear this and hear that. It'd be tragic, you know, great players, man. Guys that go out there and great leaders, and, you know, they lead by the way they play. You know, and, you know, Kevin been there for 11 years. It'll be a tough blow for us, you know, to lose those two guys, you know, leaders of our defense.
The end of every NFL season, some changes are always inevitable on every team, but do you have any more sense than just more changes coming this year the way the season went?
Well, you know, you kind of base it off how the season went, that, you know, there could possibly be changes, but I don't know. You know, we still have this week to go. I'm sure, you know, things will become more clear. You know, the smoke will clear up, you know, Monday.
Well, the 296-yard game against San Diego, is that your best dome memory?
My best dome memory? It's one of them. My first touchdown, and, you know, that's probably right there in front of it. And the game, both games against Green Bay. You know, last year, Clemson, the playoffs, Burke. And I'll say 2 years ago, I think I've told the story before, you know, took the ball. We went for a fourth down, fumbled the ball. They scored, ended up coming back. I think got the ball every snap, you know, receiving and running and diving in the end zone and scored and put us, and gave us the lead, you know. So those are some of the best memories. Yeah, they are. You know, stout up front. The best defensive front that we'll face. And I found that out week one. And, you know, those guys have improved. And, you know, with that, make that second level, the linebackers, it makes them play well. You know, you can't double team Sue and Big Farley. Farley? Yeah. So, you know, the linebackers get to run around. They have a lot more freedom. You know, they're playing pretty good defensively.
Talk about this last game at the Dome. Is it kind of bittersweet to know you're moving on to outdoor football, but this last game at the Dome?
Yeah, it's bittersweet, man. You know, coming, getting drafted here in 07, and, you know, just so many great memories in the stadium. But then again, you know, you kind of get a sign of relief because, you know, you got a new stadium coming, so it's going to be a new beginning, you know. And just, so that's the sweet part of it. You know, the bitter part is playing outside for 2 years, you know, in negative or, you know, 19-degree weather, and that's what I'm not looking forward to.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Yep.